KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, some light fog in the River Valley areas, 21 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of area and state news. The Walnut City Council will meet in a regularly scheduled session, 5 p.m. today at the Walnut Community Center or online at GoToMeeting. There is a link for that in this same story on our news page. On their agenda is discussion with regard to the sesquicentennial celebration, Walnut community facilities, property maintenance, the city budget, fire department, and annual evaluation of city employees, along with their salary discussion. The Walnut City Council will also receive an update on Ramsey's Market and a housing rehabilitation grant. They're expected as well to set the date for a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year city property tax levy, among other matters. In an update to our previous reports concerning a special investigation by the state auditor's office into lax oversight and missing receipts for donations to community outreach centers for needy residents in two southwest Iowa counties, state auditor Rob Sand on Wednesday said the review started after a Fremont County Sheriff's deputy raised questions about donations at centers in Fremont and Mills counties that are run by community action agencies.
Most of the investigations that we conduct start because of tips. We had essentially received a tip that property intended for a particular purpose was instead getting put to personal use.
Sand said the review discovered no one supervised the staff or in charge of the centers in the two counties or ensured that there were receipts for donations. He says that made it impossible to determine if donations of food or clothing were properly distributed. From records that did exist, auditors concluded about $1,000 donated to the two centers was not deposited at the central office in Harlan, and another $1,600 worth of donations were deposited, but there were no receipts attached.
You know, we were able to identify a certain amount of misused money, but at the end of the day, because of a lack of oversight, there weren't records for us to review to make a stronger determination about how much property was missing.
The donations of food, clothing, and money that were being made to benefit the residents of Fremont and Mills counties who need assistance, and Sand says that's why investigators dug in.
Anytime you have a public servant that chooses to serve themselves, it's a huge problem. In this case, you had people that were particularly needy who, you know, other Iowans wanted to assist. And instead, you had someone in the middle who was helping themselves.
Community action agencies are nonprofit organizations that provide a number of services, including food pantries and emergency supplies of clothing. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a man from Adair County was arrested a little before 2 a.m. Wednesday. 38-year-old Timothy John Davis of Greenfield was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for theft in the second degree. Davis was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. And then around 4:45 p.m. Tuesday, a man from rural Afton reported to the Union County Sheriff's Office that sometime in the last few months, someone had entered his residence and took several tools and fishing items. Also, his 1999 red Chevy Suburban license plate, HJ442, was taken from the residence. Stolen items are valued at $8,650. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said one person had been arrested early Tuesday north of Avoca. 50-year-old Michelle Renee McKern was taken into custody for OWI second offense. After a deputy responded at around 1:30 a.m. to Wings America to meet with Shelby County deputies in connection with a wanted person. The Iowa Finance Authority Board of Directors Wednesday announced the award of total of more than $7 million in grants to 27 local housing trust funds to support housing trust local housing initiatives. The grant awards are made available through the Local Housing Trust Fund program and are expected to assist more than 2,100 families altogether. Iowa Finance Authority Executive Director Debbie Durham says thousands of Iowa families will soon have access to a home in which they can prosper as a result of the outstanding work of Iowa's 27 local housing trust funds. Here in the immediate KJAN listing area, these trust funds were awarded grants from the IFA, Council of Governments serving Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, Greene, Guthrie, and Sac counties received a grant of $235,872. Pottawatomie County Housing Trust Fund serving Pottawatomie County received a grant for $212,132. Southern Iowa Council of Governments, or SICOG, serving Adair, Adams, Clark, Decatur, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties, received a grant from the IFA for $229,482. And the Southwest Iowa Housing Trust Fund, Incorporated, serving Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, and Shelby counties, received an IFA grant for $253,756. The grant funds will be used for initiatives such as preserving aging housing stock, subsidizing local rented and down payment assistance programs, providing low-interest loans or grants to assist Iowans with home rehabilitation, financing construction of new single-family housing for low-income Iowans, and supporting housing for persons with disabilities and homeless assistance programs. Absentee voting has started in Montgomery County for the December 15, 2020 special election to elect a board of supervisor in District 1 to fill a vacancy. The auditor's office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. for in-person voting. Last day to request and vote an absentee ballot in person at the Montgomery County Auditor's Office is on Monday, December 14th, and you must provide proof of identification before you vote. Eligible electors must live also in District 1. The District 1 map can be viewed at www.montgomerycountyia.gov or at the local auditor's office. Only those voters living in District 1 can cast their vote in this election. The absentee request forms are available on the county website at montgomerycountyia.gov or the auditor's office. Request forms will have to be completed prior to receiving your absentee ballot. The last day to request an absentee ballot to be mailed to you is this Friday, December the 4th. If you have any questions about voter registration, absentee ballots, or voting, call the Montgomery County Auditor's Office at 712-623-5127. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate on Wednesday released a statement regarding the second congressional district race. Iowa's election results were officially certified by the State Canvassing Board on Monday. Pate on Wednesday said a bipartisan and transparent recount process in all 24 counties of the 2nd Congressional District confirmed Iowans elected Marionette Miller Meeks. Under Iowa law, the deadline to contest the election is today. Actually, it was yesterday. The Iowans made their voices heard in record numbers, and in the event of a contested election, they deserve to have the contest process decided by Iowa judges, according to Pate. And the will of Iowa voters, he said, should not be overturned by partisan Washington, D.C. politicians. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley said he supports a federal funding package for coronavirus relief, but clearly stated he doesn't support large amounts of money to shore up state and local government budgets. The influential chair of the Senate Finance Committee talked to reporters Wednesday as negotiations picked up speed in Washington. Grassley said Congress must pass long overdue relief to help families, businesses, schools, and communities. He says he could support a bill with items that have bipartisan support at around $500 billion and that he'd consider something less than $1 trillion. He resisted spending a massive amount of money, though, for state and local government budget relief, but said it wouldn't likely cause him to reject a package, including it. And Congresswoman Cindy Axne says pandemic relief programs approved in the spring are in danger of ending and Congress must take action to extend unemployment benefits.
This is all happening when week after week we see initial claims higher than the worst that we saw in the Great Recession.
Iowa's unemployment rate fell to 3.6% in October and the state was notified laid-off Iowa workers were no longer eligible for extended benefits as of October 31st.
As we all know, we're in dire straits right now. Iowa's now had increasing unemployment claims for six straight weeks.
Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, is a member of the House Committee on Financial Services, and she spoke at a committee hearing Wednesday. She quizzed Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin about his decision to end several Federal Reserve emergency loan programs financed by the CARE Act that Congress passed just last spring.
Why are you choosing to make it harder to support the economy in the future?
Axne said the Treasury Secretary's actions has put more than $400 billion out of reach that otherwise could have been loaned to businesses by the incoming Biden administration. Mnuchin said the CARES Act specified the money had to be returned to the Treasury if it hadn't been loaned out by December 31st.
That's just not accurate. The CARES Act is very clear that existing investments can remain there. This isn't your money, it's taxpayer money, and it should be quickly available to American people.
Actually said since more than 3 million American businesses have closed during the pandemic, Mnuchin's decision to retract that loan money is unacceptable. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.